Welcome to Belief, Being, and Beyond with your host, Granddaughter Crow.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, hey, everybody, Granddaughter Crow here. I have Melanie Barnum in the house, and we are colleagues and friends, and she has a new book coming out real soon. And if you're watching this in the future, she had a book come out just recently. So, Melanie, I'm just so excited about, like, tell the viewers just a little bit about yourself. I mean, a lot of viewers are going to know who you are because you are an international gold award winning author. I know. And but tell us a little bit more. Is this like your ninth book, or tell us a little bit about yourself?
So this is my ninth book, and I actually happen to have a copy right here. Yeah, and it's called Real Life Intuition. And what I do is I am a psychic, and I do readings, and a psychic medium, counselor, etc. And I do readings for people over the phone and over video sessions. And I'm also an author. So as you said, it's my ninth book. And I write about intuition, and I write about using your psychic ability. And usually, the stories that I include in my books are about real life sessions that I've had, or real life clients that I've had, that I talk about these different experiences or these different things that have happened. And I share with people the stories because it helps to kind of teach what the psychic ability is that I'm using. But I decided in this latest book that I didn't want to just use my stories of readings that I've done. I wanted to use real people's stories. So the lovely Granddaughter Crow has a couple of stories in there for me. So there are obviously some other professionals and some other authors as well. But then I have people like waitresses and police officers and nurses and, you know, office people and cops and, like, you know, all these different types of people that have experienced their own intuitive moments or their own experiences using their intuition. And sometimes they didn't even recognize that it was their intuition until after it happened, or even not until after I told them, yes, that was your intuition. So I wanted, you know, everybody to understand and to be able to relate to how everyday intuition can happen.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I did get a full screen. This is Real Life Intuition. Extraordinary
Yay.
Stories from people who listen to their inner voice by our Melanie Barnum here. And so, you know, what's so beautiful about this is that we've come out of the world where everybody is kind of distant and psychics are something that are, you know, outside of the scope, or that, you know, I don't know how to do that. And now Melanie in this book is kind of bringing us all together and saying, I'm sorry, maybe you don't meditate every single morning. Maybe you're just caught in your life. But if you listen to your inner voice, everybody has one. And what does it look like? And I think that this book is really beautiful because it helps to explain to the ordinary person who is curious their extraordinary, you know, talents. I think it's
absolutely.
Yeah. Collecting all of these stories is just amazing. And you also, you know, I just wanted to share this too. Yeah, I came a little bit prepared. This is just the table of content. And so Melanie really takes us through like the ABCs of what is intuition and all of the different ways that the information and clear spirit voice comes to you, to include signs and synchronicity, dreams. It's just a really, like, for me, I've had the pleasure of seeing a copy of the manuscript, and I was really like, this is so grounded. That's one of the things that I thought that you did, and that you really, it's an empowering book. I think it's a book that everybody, if you wander into a metaphysical store, this is a good book to pick up, because maybe you've had some things happen in your life, and this book will help you to understand how you receive that information. And the other ordinary people do this. I love it. Melanie, thank you for bringing this to us. So when is the release?
So the actual release date is March 8th. So right now we're taping this and it's March 5th. So it's in a few days. I'm really excited. But you can pre-order it anywhere, any of your local bookstores. You can pre-order off of Amazon directly from Llewellyn, or you can order it from me on my website, melaniebarnum.com, and you can get an autographed copy.
Oh, if they order it from you, that's an autographed copy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome, everybody. So this is Melanie's website, you know, and it's just melaniebarnum.com. And I just clicked on books and products, and she actually has this one. Yeah, it's at Barnes & Noble. This is right now, like she said, it's pre-book time. By the time that you may be seeing this, maybe you can just go up there. But it doesn't matter, because you could pre-order. And it is just like we said, the five Clairs. Claire means clear. And it's beautiful. She talks. Here's other books by Melanie. I mean, she's got Intuition at Work, Grounded Information, once again, Psychic Development, Beyond Beginners. Really quickly, I mean, Manifest Your Year. Just empowering books. Oracle cards. Are you serious? Yes. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And the beauty around this is that Melanie doesn't just channel this information or write this information. She actually lives this information. And I think that, you know, a lot of times, when we think, oh gosh, an author, they must be, you know, in a hotel drinking a glass of wine with a typewriter. It's like, no, she's sitting there. She's actually doing the work in the public, very approachable. I think I met Melanie a couple of years ago at an event that is now closing. So I don't know if we should mention what it is, but at an event, at an award ceremony. And it was so funny because I don't exactly remember what we first said, but it was funny because all of a sudden just sense of humor was right there between us. It was like we got each other's sense of humor, and it was just really, really awesome and amazing. Oh, I think you were signing books. And I think I walked up to your table.
I think nice. That's,
yeah. And you autographed a copy for me. And I'm just like, ooh, you know, and then we exchanged information, and we've been colleagues and friends ever since. I really appreciate what Melanie brings to the world, because once again, for me, I think, what good does spirituality do anyone if it is not to be applied in your day-to-day activity? What do you think about that?
I love what you just said. I really do. People ask me, you know, why do this type of book? Because all of my books have the exercises so you can learn and stuff. So why make this one different? And I think I'm going to steal what you just said, because you should use and apply your intuitive self every day. It should be part of your normal everyday existence. And, you know, for a lot of people, they don't recognize it or understand it. And so, you know, this book and all my books, I'm trying to help you to recognize it. Once you recognize it and acknowledge what it is, then usually you start to use it more often, and it really helps. It helps so many people in so many ways. So I think, you know, you just saying that you can use it and apply it to your life every single day makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm an advocate of that, because I really feel like we're moving into a consciousness where we stop making church on Sunday spirituality or prayer time spirituality or just meditation or retreat spirituality, but we actually draw in and embody it to help us with our practical day-to-day activities. And so that's exactly what Melanie's book promotes. It does. I love that.
Thanks. I do too. I love it now more, even more.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was, I do some stuff and I was teaching this class and it just flew out of me. I just said, some people like I used to be are so spiritually minded that we're no earthly good. What good does spiritual knowledge have if we can't apply it to our practical day-to-day activity? It shouldn't be vacation. It shouldn't be that. It's here and now. And you don't always have to go to a professional psychic. But if you do, I recommend Melanie. But if you don't, you know, you don't always have to go to another person. Trust your gut, trust your dreams, trust the symbols and the messages that are coming in. So I have a question for you, Melanie.
Sure.
I too have been doing spiritual sessions with people for a long time. Do you sometimes get on a phone call or work with a client and you can tell that they know the answer and you're giving them confirmation before
absolutely.
They explain the story? Talk a little bit
absolutely.
About that phenomenon.
Well, absolutely. People want validation. They want somebody else to come along and say yes or no. You're doing this right or you're doing this wrong, or you're moving in the right direction or you're not. Because oftentimes what happens is even if they get like an intuitive flash or an intuitive awareness, they don't always trust it because they feel like it's their imagination or they feel like they're wrong. So they want that validation. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting that validation from somebody else. But you can also ask your own self, your own guides, your own loved ones to send you validation that it is correct or that what you want to do is right or it is the right move. So, you know, coming to a professional psychic or a professional spiritual worker absolutely can help you. And it can give you guidance and, you know, directions that you may not have thought of that may fit, you know, and that may be part of your potential path. But you can also, as Granddaughter Crow said, you can also tune in to your own intuition and follow what that tells you to do. And again, if you're not sure what information you're getting, ask for validation. You know, ask for something else to tell you whether you're on the right path or not.
I love that because it's almost like you're giving us permission to mm-hmm. not just listen to spirit and do what it says, but to actually dialogue with spirit and ask questions back. And I think a lot of times some of us were raised in don't question authority, don't question divinity, don't question. And a lot of times, so then our inner child is like, well, I thought spirit told me to do this, but, ooh, I don't know. And Melanie says, well, then ask them again. Tell them
exactly
what you really said. Send me this sign.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, you bring up a good point. We have been conditioned for so many years and so many generations to only go to the priest or only go to your parents or, you know, only go to your teacher for information. And now we're starting to come back out of that again because it's very cyclical. And we're realizing that we can get our own validation. We can get our own information. That's huge.
It is. It is. And it's right in line with my soul's mission, which is I am here to inspire, to empower, to encourage you to be your authenticity. And that a lot of times just encouraging that opening, spirit will be able to come through and connect with you on a more personable level.
So absolutely.
What, like, what events should people keep their eye on? How can we follow you? How do we get a hold of you?
So melaniebarnum.com is my website, MelanieBarnum. And then you can also follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Melanie Barnum Psychic. So, you know, I am not the best at updating everything on my website, but if you follow me on social media, I'll post things on there more often. And I've been doing a lot of podcasts lately. I actually just got off the phone or just got off the video session with one right before I talked to you. And, you know, it's interesting because in the past 2 days, I've done 4 podcasts. I'm including yours in that. And out of the 4 podcasts, I thought to myself, well, you know, there's going to be a lot of the same and people won't want to hear everything. But every single person that's hosting me is asking different questions. And it just makes me think that there's so many questions out there. There's so much that people are looking for and people are hoping to understand and get more knowledgeable about that. It made me really happy. And it did. It made me feel like we are in a time where people are opening up. And I love that for us.
I do too. Well said. Yeah. And I think that that's amazing. So basically, people follow her on social media so that you can catch these podcasts that are some live, some pre-recorded, and know that you're going to hear a little bit of a different thing with each of the hosts. But I do love that because as an author, you know, my experience, and I'd love to hear your experience as just an author. I'm sitting here, I'm typing away at my computer. I walk around my house, I get my cup of coffee, and I'm just like, okay, what do I do? And I get all of my stuff and it just kind of pours out. And I think about the individual reader. I think about, you know, if I feel like I'm like, I'm sitting here talking with you. What are you going to ask? And so I just try to pour out as much as I can. But then in all reality, when the book actually releases, you're like, whoa, this is dynamic because your people are coming and seeing different things that you've written about that you were just like, I didn't necessarily correlate that, but I can see how my book correlates that. What is like some of your experience with that, where you're just like dynamic and then all of a sudden explodes, just like you said about the podcast being different.
Right. Well, it's very interesting because people are picking up the books for different reasons. You know, some people are picking up the books, like especially my particular instance, they're picking up the books because they want to know how to tune in for themselves. Or people are picking up the books because they want to understand it more. And then you have people that are picking up the books because they don't care how it works. They don't care how they, you know, how they can use it. They just want to hear the stories. You know, they think the stories are cool. And I love that. I love that for everybody. And it's also interesting because we both have worked with Llewellyn. And, you know, you've also worked with other publishers. But they, you know, in every book that I write, I kind of minimize who I am and what I do and how I got started. And they say, no, you have to put that in this book. And they always catch me on it and say, you have to put that in the book. And I say, but I put it in my other 8 books. And everybody says, I don't care. You know, you have to share those stories because people can relate to that. People understand that. And they want to know who you as an author are. And so I think that that's one of the things also that surprises me about what people are looking for.
I agree. I definitely agree with that. Shout out to Llewellyn Worldwide. We are part of the Llewellyn family. So the interesting thing is that I've experienced the same thing where I'm like, oh, I already said that. Oh, well, you know, I don't want to. Okay, fine. And that they continue to go, no, we want anecdotal. We want to know who you truly are. It's kind of interesting to me because it's kind of like pre-social media boom. We looked at movie stars as untouchable. We looked at authors as untouchable. We looked at all of these different, you know, people as untouchable. But now with everything that's trending online, we're really seeing that it is less about being untouchable and more about being accessible, and
absolutely,
that everybody can be a movie star.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I always talk about how I'm just normal. I mean, we met, we know each other, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just a normal, down to earth, hanging out with my family kind of person. But when I go places where people are like, oh my God, like, I can't believe I got to meet you. And even at INETS, which was the convention you had talked about, which unfortunately is closing down, I was the keynote speaker there. And it's, you know, it's a huge event. I felt in awe of all the people that I got to meet. And I had people that came up to me that were established authors and amazing people such as yourself and so many others who said, can I please take a picture with you? And I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, of course you can. Thank you so much for asking. Can I take a picture with you? And it has shifted. It's definitely shifted. And it makes you, or me anyway, it brings awe to me. You know, it shifts my perspective on who I am and who people think I am. And it also makes me feel like, okay, maybe I am worthy. Maybe I do deserve to have my 9th book come out, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is.
I'm a little humble, if you can't tell.
No, I think that it's very, very good, because once again, here is Melanie being accessible, being on the same page, and just a little call out to everybody out there, you know, whether you're an indie writer, a self-published, maybe you've got, you know, you're an influencer or a content creator, you know, you do go through those. Just do it with your heart, and please continue to show us your authentic personality, because that is the most accessible and what people want now. They want real. They're tired of untouchable. We want connection. And it's kind of funny because this is full circle. We want connection with each other. And your book helps us to connect with spirit in our own intuition within ourselves.
Yep.
So thank you, Melanie, for this little coffee chat that I got to do with you. Is there any last thing that you wanted to say?
Just thank you to everybody who buys my books, everybody who reads my books. And, you know, feel free to email me. Please write reviews. I love getting reviews. I'd rather you give me 5 stars than 1 star, But write the reviews, because it gets other people, it allows other people to find the books. The more reviews authors have, the easier it is for people to find those books and to get them into the hands of other people.
I love that. Well, Melanie, thank you so much for taking the time with me today. I'm going to go ahead and show the fabulous book once again, Real Life Intuition, Extraordinary Stories from People Who Listen to Their Inner Voice by Melanie Barnum. And you can pre-order this wherever you get books. And if you order it from Melanie's website, www.melaniebarnum.com, you could get a signed copy. So nevertheless, thank you so much, Melanie. And I really appreciate you spending the time with me today.
Thanks, Granddaughter Crow. It was great. I loved it.
Welcome to Belief, Being, and Beyond with your host, Granddaughter Crow.